Greetings, Earthlings. Welcome to Satellite, Profile Theater's online supplementary magazine. Satellite is where you will come for interviews with artists, activists, and educators, and whoever else might give you a deeper understanding of the work that Profile puts on the stage. With Satellite, Profile is always looking for new avenues to deepen our audience's experience of the art, pulling back the curtain, providing insight, and giving our audience a glimpse of the act of creation. And now, welcome to Satellite.
Hello, all. Thank you for tuning in to our final episode of our Satellite series around our orange sky. I'm Tamara Carroll, Profile's Director of Community Engagement, and I got to have what was a really special interview for me with the Our Orange Sky lighting designer, Blanca Forzan. Blanca is just this warm, smart, beautiful human and artist whom I've been lucky to work with and work around for several years now. I was excited to talk to Blanca because not only does she bring a designer perspective and a Latina perspective and an immigrant perspective to this show and the work, she has also been the lighting designer for all three of Christopher Oscar Pena's shows that Profile has produced over our 2-year season. And Blanca works really differently than most designers that I'm familiar with who are making theater in the U.S., or at least in Portland, most of the designers I've worked with. Blanca likes to be very involved with the entire rehearsal process. She is in the room for most of rehearsals, which is not really the way that most designers work. So I really enjoyed getting to hear a little bit more about her process and her insight and her experience working with Chris on these shows. And I hope you enjoy our conversation. Okay, we return again to the basement of the Imago Theater. And I am joined today by, I'm going to say fabulous, I'm not going to let you argue with me, the fabulous director, designer, playwright, architect?
Yes.
Am I right about that?
Yes.
Blanca Forzan. Did I miss any of your credits?
A human being.
A human being. Most first and foremost and most importantly, a human being.
Yes.
Absolutely. Yeah. And an artist of all stripes.
Thank you.
Yes. So we're talking to Blanca, who is the lighting designer on the show we're about to open, Our Orange Sky by Christopher Oscar Pena. And Blanca has been, in addition to working with us for several years, many years now, but has been the lighting designer for every show we've produced in this series of Christopher Oscar Pena's plays. So starting with How to Make an American Son last spring, and then Awestruck this winter?
Yes.
Yes, winter. And now, last but not least,
the summer one.
The summer one, Our Orange Sky. I just want to do a check. So last night was the first audience.
Yes.
It's a preview audience, but it was a big house.
Mm-hmm.
How did it go?
You know, at the beginning it was good, but we have this accident in the song that we lose the light in all the theater, in all the building.
Mm-hmm.
So it was shocking me because I'm not nothing without the light. And I know everything happens around the sound disappeared for sure. The audience was like, wow, what happened? And then we have to figure it out to put it back. But it wasn't our responsibility. It was more the city responsibility. So we wait for 10 minutes, 15 minutes, and then we was back. So was scary.
Yeah. Just the whole theater plunged into darkness.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And no, a noise and everything weird.
People break out their phones.
No, wasn't that long.
Okay.
So immediately the stage manager say, it's okay. We have a problem. Stay blah, blah, blah. So what's good? What's scary for me? I don't know. The stage manager was really calm.
That is the job. Yep.
Yes. Yep. And I was like, oh my God, this is the way you can kill a lighting designer. And so I breathe. My friend's like, it's going to be okay. And yes, well, okay. But when we're back, the cues doesn't look like I decided.
Ah.
So I have to breathe more and fix it this morning to be ready for tonight.
Was it a technical, like something didn't come back on when everything else came
back? Yeah, I looked like three or four different lights, and then two or three has stuck in all the cues. So when it's dark or like intermission or blackout, was the light on the door. So it was experience.
Right. Yeah, we have had that thing. I used to stage manage. I also used to do a little bit of lighting design where like lights, particularly at Milagro, was where I worked a lot. Like a light would just decide to freeze and stay on.
Why not? I want to be here.
And just be on all the time. Yeah. And
it was like that last night.
Yeah. Oh, so frustrating. Yeah. So hard. Other than the lights not behaving last night because of the power outage, where are you in your process right now?
Right now, last night, I enjoy a lot the reaction from the audience, even if the light is not 100% good. I think the audience don't see the light. Mm-hmm. I think they are paying more attention in the actors, in the movement, in what happened. It's okay. I think it's not the light is not important. The light is the reach, the holes, all the show lives for homework. But I think the reaction was so good last night. Mm. The people was laughing exactly in the moments we wait for that.
Yes.
So I think everything works. Everything is beautiful. The actors are so good. Yeah, Christopher was here last night, and we have a relationship now. Like we say, like he's my esposito and I'm the esposita, like his wife and husband. And it's very funny because I think we are more like brothers, but you know, he feel like I can take care of him. So all the time that when the gag happens, he looking for me, like smile on me. And I say, is that okay? And I say, yeah, that's okay. So it was fantastic. See, and we wasn't together in the theater. So he was in one point and I'm in the other because I was checking the lights. But all the time he looking for me like, how the audience react. And we was really happy. I think it's going to work really fine. I'm really sad. We just have 2 weekends.
Yeah, I know one of the things that Chris was really looking for and has achieved, you know, is being able to sort of build a family, you know, a little company, which, you know, we've only sort of started doing these multi-season presentations, and especially this is our first season of commissioning. I think this is the first play. This is the first play like this that we've commissioned. So it was really important to him to build that trust, and it sounds like it is paying off. Can you talk a little bit about the process of like you two finding each other artistically, getting to know each other?
Yes. So Christopher is younger than me. And I can tell he have less experience than me. We're talking about theater, of course. But when I met Christopher, he showed me like a human being, I can do better in this country. I'm really new in the country. So I'm like a teenager here. My experience around the world is not enough for the people here. So I reach my new experience here to be someone like Christopher. So Christopher showed me the way that I can do it. So that, and I feel inverse. He feel like, oh, this woman is good, need help. And why no one recognize her? Oh, because he's Mexican. So we work together until that. And when he see how I work, because I'm a weird designer, the one spend all the rehearsals to understand the light of the characters. I just not put just the light on stage. I understand the characters. I understand the writer. And then I found the color they deserve to be on the stage. So when he said that, and then a lot of lines in Spanish are in his script, and I always fix that because my Spanish is not 100% better than English, that's for sure. I'm Mexican. But my level of the Spanish is very good. because I went to university and my label is good. And I'm a writer, writing in Spanish as well. So all the time I fix the lines. He loved that process with me, like, feel comfortable. Like, Blanca, how you say it in Spanish? Even if he speaks Spanish, not 100%, but I'm here to help him. So we make this couple work together no matter what, and we laugh a lot together, and we tease each other. So, yes, it's a happy couple.
Yeah, a happy couple with lots of, like, creative challenging.
Yes.
Also, yeah, I remember when I was talking to Everin, he was like, it wouldn't be sort of the multicultural room it is if there wasn't a lot of, like, healthy, loud, loving debate.
Yes. Yes. The other part is, and it's curious, is this show break me a lot, but not just me. Break Patricia, that is Alvites, who was one of the actors, and breaks the audience and breaks all families around. For me, it's really hard to see how my friend, my super lover, Christopher Oscar, suffered the moment, because he's really exposed himself in this show. And he's sad and he's happy at the same time, but it's more like I assume it is what it is, but it's painful. Yep. And if it's painful for him, it's painful for me because I'm Latina too. So a lot of lines happen. And it's very smart script because have different characters. And normally I say, like, oh, I'm like that character. Oh, no, I'm like that character. No, in this time, you have everything of all the characters in yourself. So it's very shocking. Like, I'm like the mother sometimes. Oh, my God, I'm like the brother. Damn, I'm like the father. Oh, my God, I look exactly like him. So it's super shocking. I was crying 2 days ago in the morning with my mom because the last scenes you will see happened in my house and was hard to see. Yeah, of course I have an award like him that is don't make any difference in my life. And of course, she's proud of me. And she said, I'm proud of you. Very exactly like this show. And I say, oh my God, I was crying like, I don't know. It's very shocking. It's very hard. And I understand he's in this moment right now. So he's very delicate in his person. And the father and the mother is going to be here in the opening night. So I'm worried about everything.
Yeah. Yes, that would be very anxiety inducing. I think they're very supportive, but it is, I also understand they're very private. And yeah, this is.
But happened in all Latinos families. That is important. My mom followed the process because I go home every day and I say, oh, mom, this has happened. And she's like the Latino mother. She's like, that's going to happen on the stage? And I said, yes. Oh, my God. Poor mom. And then at the next day, like, oh, no, but you know what happened now? Oh, that's good for the mom. So it's very, sometimes you up with the mother, sometimes you up down. And then some moments you love the brother, some moments you hate the brother. And all the show you hate Christopher and you love Christopher. So I think it's very good show.
So I know you talked about this a little bit, that you really get into expressing theme and character through color.
Yes.
So you've designed 3 of his shows and a couple shows with the same characters. So How to Make an American Son was Orlando and his father, Mondo. And then those characters come back here.
Yeah.
And then there's Awestruck, which is a really different family, but with some similarities, yeah, especially maybe in the father character. So I'm curious, are there...
the same color.
Are there colors that are like, these are the colors of Christopher Oscar Pena's show, this is the color palette of his work or his characters?
Okay, so my base is, this is the color palette the Latino has on the blood first. Because...
which is what?
It's like me and you, for example. So me are more orange. You are more blue. And I'm not talking about the feeling like you're sad all the time and no. It's more like, I start in the blood. And where you live, I know I live here now, but in my blood is more the warm in Mexico, how the sky have the colors there, how your sky looks here, in which moment, because maybe you can be orange or amber in this show because it's an orange sky, but when, that is important, what I looking for, because of how you say in the words, how is your behavior, how is your clothes, how much with the other actor in that moment. So it's a lot of colors around that I have to choose. But base is how the Latinos have this color. And you can see it in all the movies and all the series in TV and Netflix and blah, blah, blah. You can see how looks that productions. So all the time the Latinos are more colorful. And it's because, I mean, like me, lighting designer, is because the sun cross the sky to touch the people. Make sense?
I think.
So depends where you are. When I live in Canada, I have to use all the time gobos because Canada, in the Montreal, I was in Montreal, the cloudy was there all the time. So it's not flat light. It's a lot of gobo, different quality of lights on the stage because they live that. If I don't do that, they don't gonna understand what's happening with the lights. And maybe they didn't notice, but they feel the light and that reach your life for the rest of your life.
And for the uninitiated, gobos are like not filters. They're like cut metal pieces with like cut out patterns. They can be very literal. Like you can have like a window, but often they're like leaves or other
stars.
Kinds of stars,
yeah.
That you put in between the light source and create a pattern on the stage. Do you then, what I'm hearing is sort of like a classic association between warm colors and sort of passionate or is it more, yeah, is it personality?
It's personality, what you do.
Mm-hmm.
So for example, in this show, we have a brother, he's very zen and do yoga,
mm-hmm.
and meditation. And for me and for that character, the green is life, mm-hmm. is calm. Mm-hmm. Even in the sanatories for the crazy people, the walls are green because that color calm you. So when you meditate and you calm and you are in the wood, it's very green. Uh-huh, that's your color.
And so, he's sort of trying to have like a return to nature.
Yes, exactly.
Rejection of capitalism.
Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And then when this character appears all the time, I have green on him. And maybe you don't notice, but it's there. And I have a joke. And it's maybe just my joke, but they meditate. Can I talk about the
show? Yeah, yeah.
They meditate. They do together this deep breath, go to calm. And all the time when they breathe in, I put green. And then disappear. And I put green. And for me, it's a joke. I like to do that because this process was the most calming and friendly. If I have to talk in the three different Oscar Peña shows.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then this show is our orange sky. So I cannot skip that, right? I have a lot of orange sky in the moment the script asked me for. Of course, doing balance, doing present of the characters, what happened in that moment. Yeah, the lights are interesting. Like I always say, you cannot see the lights. No one can see the light until the light touch something or someone. And that happened in the theater. So you don't gonna see the orange until touch all the set, all the characters, all the actors. And by the way, this set, oh my God, it's easier to do lights when the set is beautiful, when the set is smart.
Mm-hmm.
Because sometimes it's beautiful, that's nice. But when it's smart and works perfectly with the script, it's so easy to design the lights.
It is a beautiful set. And I would say it's one of the more, often our sets are somewhat sparse or suggestive,
yes.
Representational. This is not necessarily literal, but it is visually complete. It's very
Real.
Yeah, it's, yeah.
And look, the theater looks different.
Yeah.
Now
it's transformed.
Yeah. Frank Oliva is the set designer. I work with him in Miami in the Huracan. We get these awards together, the Carbonell in Miami. So this is my second show with him. I love him. He's very smart. He hears my ideas and I hear his ideas. So it's a very good team. So I enjoy the light, even if I don't have a show. I enjoy the light in my life. I enjoy everything. Every morning the lights come on and I say, yes, without lights, we don't have anything. Mm. So I try to keep that in my heart, to go to the theater and give the audience and the director dreams come through. Mm-hmm. Because the director here is, everyone say all the time, Blanca, maybe it's super hard, but you know, my dream is this. And I say, yeah, I'm here to do your dreams come through. So yeah, look at this, blah, blah, blah. I have this fantastic programmer, the Josh. Josh make more than 5 shows with me right now. So we know really each other. So I need that kind of programmer. And then we make the dreams come through.
Well, I definitely think that you are making Christopher Oscar Pena's dreams come true. I think that is without a question. What else? Is there anything else you want folks who are going to come see this show to watch for? Give them something to look for, to help them notice something that maybe if they hadn't listened to this, they wouldn't think to look for.
Yeah, so be prepared for Latinos. Mm. Be prepared for, be an open mind with the Spanish, because we have a lot. Mm-hmm. And don't pretend to you understand if you don't. Just feel it. And then maybe you understand more the Spanish than you know Spanish. So I invite you to open your brains, open your hearts for the Latino and the Spanish words, and then you're going to enjoy double the show.
Amazing. Thank you so much, Blanca. No, thank you for your time.
Thank you for having me.
There are 4 more chances to catch Blanca's beautiful lights, Frank Oliva's beautiful set, and all of the beautiful work our designers, actors, production team have put on the Imago stage. Our Orange Sky is at Imago Theater June 14th, 15th, and 16th at 7:30 p.m., Sunday, June 16th at 2 p.m., Please visit profiletheater.org for tickets and details, and we hope to see you at the theater.